This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. At least 111 people were killed when an earthquake collapsed buildings in northwest China, state media reported Tuesday, as rescue workers raced to start digging through rubble. About 100 were killed and scores more injured in Gansu province after the strong, shallow tremor struck, state broadcaster CCTV said, citing the provincial earthquake relief headquarters. Rescue work was underway early Tuesday, with Chinese President Xi Jinping calling for all-out efforts in the search and relief work, as well as ensuring the safety of the survivors and their property. The U.S. is among several nations setting up a task force to protect shipping in a vital waterway that's come under attack by Iranian-backed rebels in Yemen. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The drone and ballistic missile attacks have led several shipping companies to keep their vessels from transiting the Red Sea.
This is an international problem, and it deserves an international response.
And Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says nine nations will join the U.S. in either conducting joint patrols in the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden, or providing intelligence support. The rebels have attacked in the direction of not just commercial vessels, but also U.S. warships. Austin did not answer why the Pentagon has not conducted any counterstrikes. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Families of Israeli hostages who are held by U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas and those who have been released on Monday called on the U.S. to pressure for a deal that would see the release of all hostages from Gaza. They staged a protest outside the venue where U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin met his Israeli counterpart in Tel Aviv. This is VOA.